This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Fuck it off! Fuck it off!
Sorry, had to play my fuck it off. Where'd he go? He left us. He left just me and you by ourselves.
That's it.
And took off, and he's frozen. What are we going to do without him? I don't know. No, there he is. Hold on, I got to re-add him. He's got this all screwed up. There we go. There he is.
What happened? You vanished.
I froze.
Well, you were there the whole time.
Everything froze.
We're not doing it over again.
On my computer. No, that's all right.
Fuck it. As I said.
Fuck it off. Fuck it off.
Which is why your screen froze, because that was basically the Frozen song.
Ah, yeah. Oh, I like it. Oh, wait, Rick, we got to change you and I around here. I like you above me.
I'm not going to say anything.
I gotta let that go. Boys.
All right. Sorry.
Anyway, a couple seconds late, but hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for March 21st,
2023.
We're only late because of you.
I don't know what happens. The thing plugs in at 10 o'clock. Hey, America, fuck yeah. It turned to 10 o'clock and my computer screen went.
Shit. You know,
I've got like four windows open here. So it's what happens.
Four? I don't even want to hear it. Four.
I've got it all on one monitor.
Oh, four. I have three.
I don't have 18 monitors like you friggin' high tech goofballs.
Four windows are complaining.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be complaining if we weren't losing to Japan 3-1 the seventh inning, but we are. So we at Off Hook Radio 2.0 are being harassed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, at least Brent and I are, and maybe not the Italian stallion so much.
They're afraid.
Well, they know. Hey, it says go live on my channels, but I think I am live on my channel, aren't I?
Oh, you should be. We're live.
Oh, I gotta check. I'm sorry, people.
Oh, so you don't worry about your relationship.
Yeah, they're worried to you. So I'll even.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah,
it's on. We're good. Okay, I'm sorry. So you know, Rick, the Italian stallion, isn't getting harassed so much because they know his real family is. But Brent and I don't have cousin Tony Two Guns to protect us. So.
This is true.
Well, it's not sexual harassment exactly. It's kind of it definitely interferes with our ability to do our show and to live our lives. And I found a clip from South Park that kind of explains how inconvenient this persecution of us is. Cartman's going to explain. Go ahead.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have something very important to discuss. Due to recent events around the country, I've been instructed to teach you all about sexual harassment in school.
About what?
Now, does anybody know what sexual harassment means? Yes, Eric.
When you're trying to have intercourse with a lady friend and some other guy comes up and tickles your balls from behind.
Yes. We're trying to have intercourse by doing our show and Facebook, TikTok, Instagram are tickling our balls from behind.
They pretty much are.
They're smacking us right in the cojones. While we try to enjoy bringing you the news, analysis, and laughs that you expect from us, we are under free speech suppression for purely leftist propaganda purposes. This is totalitarian control. As you can see my shirt, free speech is more important than your feelings. Lefties. I mean, it's been going on. I mean, last week we did something on the show, got us in trouble. But Slim, you had the ultimate one where TikTok just nailed you this week. Tell
well, me about that. Well, let me lay a little foundation first. Sure. I post nothing on my TikTok except for stuff that comes directly from the news, from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, C-SPAN. I mean, everything that I post on TikTok, it's come directly from cable news, or it's from a speech from one of our politicians, whether it be Governor DeSantis, whether it be, you know, Joe Biden, whether it be Nancy Pelosi. Everything is legitimately government, official government stuff. And I got a terms of service violation from President Biden for being inauthentic. It was inauthentic.
From President Biden.
Well, but from TikTok, because President Biden was inauthentic. Now, this is the clip. This is the clip in question. I will play it for you. This is what got me in trouble with TikTok. So here you go.
And I had these terrible headaches. Was diagnosed with having anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
That's the clip we played in the show.
Exactly. And how? What is inauthentic about that? It's the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. It came out of his fucking mouth. He fucking said it. There's nothing inauthentic about it. Of course, I appealed it and they denied and said, nope, it definitely goes against our terms of service for being inauthentic. And it was strike number 4. I have 2 strikes from Governor DeSantis, 1 strike from Ted Cruz, and now 1 strike from President Biden.
So apparently, if Joe Biden makes himself look like a flaming idiot, you're not allowed to show anybody that he's a flaming idiot.
I'm thinking right now with this whole TikTok getting banned possibly in the United States, this is one of the things TikTok's going to do. Anything that makes the, you know, Joe look bad.
Why'd you get in trouble over DeSantis?
I don't even remember.
You don't even know?
I don't even remember which one it was. It was back in January. It was something DeSantis said in one of his speeches. And it was again, I couldn't believe that they took it down. And they said that one was inauthentic and something to do with integrity. With that one, but again, it came from the mouth of a sitting governor. I mean, how is there integrity issues from the mouth of a sitting governor?
Well, there's probably none. Said something conservative and it pissed him off.
No, this is
if,
true.
If a liberal looks bad or conservative looks good, either way, they don't like it. That's totalitarian. That's what that is. And I mean, it's like we are both banned. We were both banned for a whole day from our show prep private page on Facebook where we work on the show.
Correct.
And then we got 29 days each in the hole.
Correct.
Because we are administration people, whatever.
On our group page.
Of our group page, which has got a whole 4 members. So, you know, we're corrupting the world.
And that's something else that I don't quite understand is, I mean, Facebook went into a private group that me, you, Rick, and I think CB from our old radio.
A friend of mine, Colonel Weiser's in there.
Okay, well, there's 4 people. But anyways, regardless of that, it's a private group. It's a show prep group for us. Nothing is public. How do they go in and say, oh, you can't say what you said? And you haven't even told anybody what got you in trouble.
No, but I'll give you an example. The biggest suspension I ever got from Facebook, and being a public person and the fact that I've advertised in the past and stuff, has probably gotten me off a lot easier than many of you who will do the same thing. But the biggest suspension I ever got was an old joke. It's a very old joke. I think I told it on Off the Hook Radio 10 years ago. All men are animals. Just some of us make better pets.
Yeah, that one got you in trouble.
Nothing wrong with that. I got 7 days. I mean, everything. Boom. No posting, no commenting, no nothing. I mean,
I was just look. he was a Facebook.
That was all I could do.
Browser.
Yeah, I could browse. But what happened last week? If you remember the story we did about Hershey's using the transvestite man on their candy bar and called it Hershey, and then we had the Jeremy's Razor people who came out with Jeremy's chocolate and they had him, he, him, and her, she. And the her, she said nutless, and the he, him said with nuts. And it was a brilliant marketing thing. The guy sold millions and millions of candy bars because of it. But in the show post, I had like two links to stories. I had, I don't know, two or three pictures or something. I had a whole bunch of stuff because that was a big segment of our show last week. That was like our main story. It was funny. And during the show was a point in time where I was trying to remember my line from the admin page because it was funny and I wanted to say it on the show. And I screwed it up. You guys didn't notice, but I noticed afterwards. I was like, you screwed it up, you idiot. Anyway, the line was written in on the show page. I just didn't put it on my notes for the show here. And it was, my headline was, Hershey goes trainee, gets kicked in the fanny.
Boom.
And boom. They found it on Wednesday, day after the show. They locked us out of our page until
after the show. I mean, it's after the fact, you know, not that they know, they don't look at, you know, dates and shit like that. They just,
it was a robot.
I know it's AI. It's all AI, which was,
and I don't know if we're in trouble for tranny or for saying kicked in the fanny.
Tranny for sure. Absolutely. You think? Absolutely. You need a space that you got to put a space between.
Well, when I said, all men are animals, just some of us make better pets. That was all one sentence. And boom, 7 days out. I mean, and I get suspensions all the fucking time, but they're usually very light ones. I'll get like,
you can't like for 24 hours.
Can't go live, or you can't do pokes. Oh, gee, that really upsets me.
you know what's coming up now, don't you, Zipper?
No, it's not, because it's not on here. So,
but it's stupid stuff like that. But when they're going on our private page, only four people can see, and they're objecting to my rhyming headline for...
There it is.
They're objecting to my rhyming headline. I saw it, Slim. I was
like, I know.
It's just total bullshit. And, you know, we're fed up. We're tired of this crap. We are not the terrorists, Maxine Waters. You know, she called everybody who supported Trump terrorists. He's stirring up them terrorists. If he gets arrested, they're going to be, oh, it's going to be horrible. We got to arrest them all, kill them. There's some guy on Twitter said, show up at the courthouse in New York with baseball bats. Show these MAGA effers what's what. I mean, who's the ones advocating violence? The left. They don't get taken down. But I say, Hershey goes training, gets kicked in the fanny. Boom. I'm out.
There you go. Even Christie's.
And because Slim and I are both admins of this page,
I got it too.
Yeah, it's like I committed the murder, but he was riding in the car with me, so they convicted him too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
thanks a lot. I already had my own problems with Facebook this week, and then I got yours on top of it.
And I got away scot-free.
Yeah, I posted one meme to Facebook on my public figure page, and I got three separate violations for the same photo. And here was the funniest part about it. Now, I submitted three separate appeals because I got three violations, and I got two completely different answers. I got one person said that the post did not go against community standards and restored it. And then I had two people said that it does go against community standards and took it down. So I had I still had a violation on my page. So I went to creator support, which I have, and I launched a ticket. They took the violations away from my page, but then tacked them onto my profile.
I thought we got off because I got the notice that they made a mistake and on our admin's page everything was going to be fine. And then the next notification that pops up on my screen is that I am personally now suspended for 29 days.
Yep. Which, I mean, it just makes absolutely no sense.
So it got worse because we bitched.
Mm-hmm. Makes no sense.
Oh, home run Schwarber.
Yay. And the problem with this is it makes me scared to post anything. It makes me scared to post anything to Facebook. It makes me scared. I mean, I have 121,000 followers on TikTok. I mean, I don't want to lose this account because of something President Biden said, and TikTok decides that the algorithm, you know, that's not good. Well, it's the fucking president. I shouldn't have to worry about posting clips of
You got to remember these assholes threw the sitting president of the United States off of Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
But they like Biden. That's the thing. So
nobody looked like an asshole in your clip, so they were protecting
him. That's how you got this.
But here's the thing. If you had seen the clip that I had posted on TikTok, yes, it was the clip you guys saw, but there was wording above it.
Yeah, we played it on the show.
I know, but it's not like I said, well, look at the old feeble idiot. I actually, when I caption my videos on TikTok, I caption them from what the person actually said in the video. So it's not right. Like I could understand if I had posted captions that said, oh, look at the old loser, or, you know, I had said something negative towards Biden. Sure. Go ahead. You can throw me under the bus. But I didn't. The caption in the video was exactly what he said. I wish I could show it to you. But again, it's gone. So I can't. That's what kills me.
We're giving you examples of us. This is what we have to deal with. And like I said, because we're public people and stuff, Slim and I basically do get off easier than most people. We know that.
I did for a long time. I was a VIP, but no.
Yeah, you got off even better than I did.
I was one of the VIP Facebook people that they had.
But our friends out there post something that simple.
Like
and
me.
They'll get 3-4 days in the hole, and they don't have no idea what the hell happened. Now we got 29 days. And what are we just get moved lower in the feed.
With this one, we're moved lower in the news feed, which, again, they pick some of
which hurts our show also.
Absolutely hurts completely. Everything that we post on our personal profiles, you know, doesn't show to anybody. And that's a problem.
My point is, we want to advertise the show on Facebook. But after this shit, I'm not so sure I want to send them any money.
I don't blame you. It's
you know, they're just pissing me the fuck off. But I mean, this is going on everywhere. I mean, the totalitarian control of the media in this country is insane. I've got two examples. One is the Twitter files. The leftist politicians were encouraging censorship in a House hearing. They were encouraging censorship. They didn't want to hear this stuff about the government agencies telling TikTok to take stuff down and censor conservatives. They didn't want to hear it. They know it's true, but they didn't want to hear it. And the two liberal journalists had their names impugned and their motives scoffed at over the Twitter files. And these two guys, Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, both voted for Biden. These are not conservatives. But they're journalists before they're Democrats. See, that's the problem with Democrats. They can't be Americans before they're Democrats. They're Democrats first. Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger are both good journalists, but they're Democrats. But they appear before a House Select Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government, focusing on the government's sweeping efforts to silence disfavored views on Twitter. And Schellenberger harked back to President Eisenhower's warning of ballooning military complex that would one day endanger our liberties. Sound like CB. He was right. That's our old partner. While he described a web of government-funded and private efforts to monitor online speech and squelch disfavored views. Quote from them, "Today, American taxpayers are unwittingly financing the growth and power of a censorship industrial complex run by America's scientific and technological elite, which endangers our liberties and democracy." The Twitter files, state attorneys general and laws have lawsuits. Investigative reporters have revealed large and growing networks of government agencies, academic institutions, and non-governmental organizations that are actively censoring American citizens, often without their knowledge on a range of issues. Okay, for telling the truth, they basically got accused of giving Elon Musk a banana Foster. They got accused of being in it only for the money. And they got accused basically of being right-wing propagandists when they're both Democrats. So this is the big lie that continues. And we're just a very small part of it. But when we tell you, don't put up with this shit, to fight back, this is what we're talking about. You can't put up with it. When they take Slim, look at him. Look at him there. He's a father of two. He's a technological wizard. He runs a successful business. He behaves himself for the most part. And he puts up Biden in Biden's own words without any nasty headline or anything on it.
Nothing.
And they go, it's inauthentic. How the fuck is it inauthentic? So people, don't put up with the shit. Okay. If Facebook screws you, make another account. Okay. And do something twice as bad.
Hmm.
You know? No, I mean, my last big suspension was over the Jeffrey Dahmer thing, which was funny as fuck. And they just have no sense. Liberals have no sense of humor. That's why they're mean and evil.
Well, right. But let me put a comment that Christy left, you know, because you mentioned on the Twitter files, and she just left this comment a minute ago that, you know, the Twitter files exposed so much bullshit, and they did. But here's the problem. The Twitter files exposed all this stuff, but there's still nothing changing over what the Twitter files exposed. Nothing's any different except for on Twitter. A little bit, but it's not changing anywhere else. It's not bringing out any truth in the COVID. It's not bringing out any truth in censorship or stopping censorship anywhere else. So the Twitter files expose it all, but it's not changing anything. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And people that are messaging me know Chrissy Wilson isn't part of the show, but she's a fan of the show. We know her. And if you want your comments up, send some comments in.
Yeah, you just leave a comment on YouTube.
Unless you say something nasty. Oh my God, I've got. I'm looking at my own page, and it's got closed captioning. I can't look at that because they always screw it up.
Well, of course they do. But yeah, if you want your comment, you just got to leave a comment on one of the streams, Facebook on the YouTube, and I'll pop them up on the screen.
And if you're interested in unvaxxed Italian stallion
stuff.
Slim.
We can do that too.
half price special for listeners.
That's for this guy right there.
There you go.
Full screen.
Yeah, you get the full screen.
Your child will be in accepted into the mafia as soon as it hits 21.
So he said he said the M word.
Am I not allowed to say the M word?
I'm never allowed to say the
English. I'm Irish. I'm not Italian at all.
I was actually going to drop this story.
I'm English, Irish, and German.
Speaking of the unvaxxed sperm, I had seen a story late in the show after you'd already written tonight's show, and I was going to drop it in for next week, but I'll never find it again. They're seeing a huge I'm going to use the word spike twice. They're seeing a huge spike in sperm in the sperm banks now with spike proteins in them.
From the vax.
Like, they're seeing a huge.
I told you, I've been reading about all kinds of guys with ED and stuff now that never had it before.
Yeah, it's causing all sorts of.
Which just leaves more women for you, Rick.
Yeah. Like I said,
3,500. We should do it. We should do a 50% off special once in a while. Like once a month, we should do a 50% off special for our listeners.
Like, I'll be rich, but very
for tough. Rick. Every week is 50% off for our listeners. That's already agreed to it.
Like I said, I'll be rich, but I'll be very tired.
Very tired. Eat your Wheaties.
He knocks it down to $1,000 if you help him get it in the cup.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Rick. I'm just evil on Tuesdays. I couldn't resist. Anyway. So most of the press is just fine with this bullshit that's going on out there. Obviously, the liberal politicians are. But witness this guy, Simon Atiba. He's of Today News Africa. The legacy media people turned on a fellow journalist. He was bitching at the White House press conference today because cringe John Pierre hadn't called on. We got a picture of cringe.
I got the clip.
No, cringe first.
Oh, we show cringe.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on. I'm not here to answer questions. It was here because I'm a black lesbian. Yes, there you go. It's true, obviously. But she had the people up there of Justin Sudeikis's funny soccer show on Apple TV, which I will watch. It's a good show. Yeah, those people there. But Simon was pissed. It's been like 8 months since they've called on him for a question. This guy's been kidnapped. He's been held at gunpoint. He is the main African correspondent to the White House for an entire frigging continent. And they don't call on him. Rick, you're terrible.
I figured I can't comment on the main page, but if I go to my page and comment there, I didn't think it was going to come to here, but it did.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, this is what he did today. But what pisses me off before you show the clip, Slim, pisses me off is the legacy journalists that are up front know that this guy's been getting the shaft for 8 months. They know he's been discriminated against, and he's a black man. He should pull out the race card on him. You know, he goes, what do I have to do, become a gay black man before you call on me? He should say something like that. That would be funny. But the legacy media up front, the liberal toadies that they are, were busy trying to let cringe Jean-Pierre go on with her Justin Sudeikis part of the show today, which means absolutely nothing. You know, we got China, the border. But no, let's talk about the soccer TV show. Because Apple gives us money, that's why. So they kill this guy, but we've got a clip just to give you an idea how rowdy it got.
There you go.
You can't keep discriminating against some people in the briefing room because you don't like them. You don't like them.
So you have a choice. No, you have a choice. You have a choice.
A number of people in the briefing room, and I'm saying that's not right. This is not China. This is not Russia. This is the United States. This is the White House. It's been 7 months. I thank you.
The rest of us are here too, pal.
It's been 7 months. You guys have not done anything for me.
If you have grievances, you should bring them to her later.
I have right done now, that. I have done that. All my emails have been ignored.
And the press corps is tired of dealing with this.
It isn't just about
that.
You, Simon.
I understand that you get questioned all the time and you don't understand what it is to sit here for 8 months and being discriminated against. I understand that you're in the front row and you feel comfortable and you get questioned all the time. But there are people in the back who don't get any questions.
Don't make assumptions about what the rest of us do. Mind your manners when you're in here. If you have a problem, you bring it up afterwards. But you are impinging on everybody in here who's only trying to do their job.
Okay, sorry. Thank you. I'm saying that you shouldn't discriminate against some people because you don't agree with their question. You're offended by your question.
Major point. Major point. We all heard it.
I mean, that guy that yelled at him, he's the AP guy. And everybody says he's got a bad temper anyway. He's always getting in trouble around D.C. But, I mean, this is a fellow journalist. And not one of them stuck up for him. They would rather stick up for the left-wing administration and cringe, Jean-Pierre, instead of a fellow journalist. And it's just total. That didn't used to happen. That didn't happen 20 years ago.
No, but you know,
even 12 years ago, when Fox got in trouble with the assholes in the Obama administration, the rest of the media stuck up for Fox. But they won't stick up for a black man from Africa who's representing an entire continent.
Well, I mean, the only thing I'll say is they were correct in what they told him. I mean, you need to address this with her privately. He said he did. We don't know, whether
I saw,
he did.
I saw
or
him
he
on
didn't.
TV. I saw him on TV. He has sent her emails every other day for like 7 months. He got a meeting with her, and she told him that he could possibly get an interview sometime next year. Well, it's March. So basically she said, your ban lasts another 9 months, bitch. I mean, that is just not, the man can't do his damn job if they won't let him ask a question once in a while.
At that point, wouldn't it be smarter for the newspaper to send somebody else that's not what we're going to call blacklisted to, ask questions? I mean,
well, Simon Atiba actually has a very good reputation. He's a hell of a good reporter.
But reputation aside, if he can't ask us any questions for 8 months, that does him no good as the White House press
reporter. It could happen. He's talking about all this stuff on Twitter now because he's got no other outlet that anybody pays any attention to him. So I'm following him on Twitter, Simon Atiba. How do I spell his name?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it down somewhere. Ateba, Simon Atiba, Today News Africa. It's just horrible. So screw them people. Facebook, Facebook sucks. We all know that. But on a brighter note, we did get access to Adolf Zuckerreich's last doctor visit. You know who I mean when I say Adolf Zuckerreich. I just don't want, I wonder what the words will be when they go across on my screen on Facebook. Adolf Zuckerreich. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, this is his last doctor visit. We have it on tape for you. I don't think this is actually going to shock most of you. But we got to do what we got to do. Hit him, Slim.
Whoa, Taco Tuesday already? Who ordered the pink one?
Me.
Just kidding. I'm Dr. Derek. Nice to meet you. My neck, my
back, lick my... Oh, got your clit. Just kidding. Let me put it back. Whoa! Getting ready for winter already, huh? Should have brought my weed whacker to work. No, but seriously, I can probably find the clit way faster than most guys. I can probably even do it blindfolded, honestly.
All right, here I go.
You know, one of the coolest parts about the vagina is if you turn your head this way, you can hear the ocean. And if you turn your head this way, you can smell it. High tide! So basically, squirt is just pee, which is fine by me. Cheaper that way. Now cough twice. Just kidding. Wait, hold on. You're uncircumcised?
Am I hot? Hot or cold? Hot or cold?
So I followed you on Instagram, by the way, the other day. And apparently that's not the only place you're making duck lips. Is it gonna follow me back or what?
Oh, found it.
Hey, what the heck? You didn't tell me you had an Audi belly button. That's not fair. My neck, my back, lick my pussy
and my crack. My neck, my back. Oh, and there go all our advertisers.
my download speed is well over 500, but I froze up again while the clip was playing. So no. I got rid of the baseball game. So somebody's going to have to keep me informed.
There's nothing to do with download speed. It's all upload speed. Anyways,
it's upload speed.
Upload speed.
Well, so, I'm downloading the baseball game. The only thing I'm uploading is me.
No, I'm just, it's upload speed. But anyways, continue.
But I'm up to the same upload speed you are.
I don't know. I'm not doing anything else in the background, though.
I'm fine. I only have 100.
God, just trying to watch a damn baseball game, you bastards.
Sorry.
This is a communist plot. Mm-hmm.
I love that part in that clip where if you turn your ear, you can hear the ocean. Yeah. And if you turn back, you can smell it. Yeah. That was fucking great. That was the best fucking part of that clip right there.
All right. Well, let's see. I guess all of us here at Authentic Radio have something in common with Donald J. Trump. We are loud, obviously. Inappropriate. You're welcome. Loved by the masses. Thank you very much. And hated by the leftists that control legacy media and social media. So I assume our indictment is coming too. We'll see.
Probably.
But the best thing you guys that are watching the show is spread the word. If we get viewers to increase, our ability to fight back increases. It gives us some power, some say-so. So thanks in advance for that. And speaking of the Donald, whether or not he holds up through the primaries, I do think the Dems are in real trouble. These young men we're about to show you will make you understand that hope still abounds. This is why I am optimistic. Although, of course, per Joe Biden, these young men are not black. Go ahead.
If Donald Trump was here right now, what would you tell him?
I'd give that nigga a hug.
You give him a hug?
Yeah, no cap.
America is a bank, and America needs a boss. And Donald Trump really a boss. So Trump running it how it's supposed to be ran, and people just can't take it. And he putting out facts in front of the people. He ain't lying to the people. People just don't want to accept the truth. And Trump coming with the truth, so I'm with whoever with the truth.
So you think Trump 2024?
Damn right.
And he's got the thing about the truth right too. You're like, oh yeah, he's black and he wears chains. He's obviously a Democrat. No, he's not. Those are probably real chains because he actually has a real job and makes some real money, and he spends it on himself like he can. You know, good for him. But as a matter of further explaining what the media tries to suppress, because they deserve this, we've got another clip for you. This is a Biden voter on Instagram. And then it's followed by commentary from six Americans who we are 99.9% sure did not vote for this mess. Go ahead.
it's vegan because it's strawberry milk and not like cow milk. You know what I mean?
Did he say fucking vegan milk?
Show me the fucking udder on a strawberry. Is this the shit you guys do every Sunday?
There you go. Basically.
Where are you going?
I'm done with fucking internet.
I got a shit.
What?
That's real Americans. God bless them.
Find me the tit on a strawberry.
Yeah. There's no tits on a strawberry. I got, and tell me, Rick, you know, this is strawberry time of the year in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, they're awesome. I mean, they're like friggin' huge.
They're immense.
And they're sweet. And, you know, they're just awesome. I ate two great big strawberries today. And I mean, big strawberries. I mean, it's like they were so big, I had to bite them in half.
Wow.
And I'm a pig. I could use these. But, there's no tits on either one.
I don't expect that there was.
I look closely when I rinse them and cut the little green shit off.
Then it squirt when you bit it and nothing squirted out?
Just strawberry juice.
There you go.
and if that's gay, I'll have to live with it because it's good. Oh, anyway. So what other fascinating things are happening? Oh, yeah, this is the kind of thing we need to tell our people. Nobody else tells them. Home prices fell last month. This is the first time in 11 years. But the press basically wants to Jeffrey Toobin themselves over a bullshit indictment of Donald Trump. I still don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, I guarantee you a pick of Trump in cuffs is going to add 10 points to his poll numbers. He knows it. I mean, that's why he... Your favorite president is going to get arrested on Tuesday. He knows this is good for him. But don't you think home prices, the banking crisis, the border, inflation, World War III, and China, those issues kind of matter? Nope. Get Donald Trump. That's all they want to do. Get Donald Trump.
Well, you know,
these people are not real.
But hold on. Let me throw something at you before you go on. Do you think maybe, just maybe, if he wasn't possibly going to run again for president, that the lynching would have stopped?
Oh, sure.
Do you think this? Okay, you think this is only because he's running for president to try to discredit him? Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's stupid of them because when they did the bullshit raid on Mar-a-Lago, you know, I mean Biden's got secret documents in four different places, and they let his lawyers go in. The FBI finally showed up like on day 15 of the search and go, can we look here? Can we look there? You know, they raided Mar-a-Lago. They came in with guns and how many, with 30 people or something?
A lot.
And a bunch of shit. So when they raided Mar-a-Lago, at that point in time, he'd already announced for president, but DeSantis was ahead of him in polls anywhere from 6 to 10%. Okay. They raided Mar-a-Lago. He's been ahead of DeSantis ever since. He's ahead of DeSantis between 6 and 13 or 14%, depending on what poll you look at. If they frog march him in handcuffs on TV, can you imagine what he's going to be like this?
Oh, he's going to bask in every moment of it. He's not going to give two shits that they put him in handcuffs.
He'll have a 25-point lead on DeSantis after that. And, you know, the only thing you can think is maybe some Democrats somewhere think, well, he's the only one that we can beat because we did good against him because he did support a bunch of asshole nominees for Senate. I'm sorry, but he did. And, you know, we didn't take back the Senate and we should have. And, you know, some of that is Trump's fault. Not all of it, obviously. We got that idiot running the Republican Party. What's her name? Romney's daughter, Rona McDaniel. I mean, she's Romney's daughter and they let her in charge. Oh God, how stupid is that shit? But you know, Trump will be 25 points ahead, and he better make up with DeSantis if he wants him to be his vice president. And people go, oh, you can't have president and vice president from the same state. You know, Trump's got properties all over the place. He can declare his residence wherever the fuck he wants.
And there's no law that says that. Is there a law that says they can't be from the same state?
I think there is.
Oh.
I read that somewhere.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But then again, since I read it somewhere, it doesn't mean it's true anymore.
This is no.
Yeah. But I do believe that's the case. I don't think you can have both from the same state. So anyway, we've got the banking crisis and all this kind of bullshit going on. And Kamala's in an interview the other day, and they asked her, you know, what will be your priorities in a second Biden administration? And she could have reeled off any of the things I just said, you know, the border, you know, Ukraine, banking crisis, China, any of those things would have been just fine and made sense. Kamala thought about it for a minute, and I hesitate to use the word think when I'm discussing her, but I couldn't come up with a better word at the moment. But she said in the interview that our biggest problem that we face going forward in the next administration, climate change. Mm-hmm. Which isn't a problem anyway. But, you know, the fact that our air and water is 80 or 90% cleaner than it was 20 years ago just doesn't fucking matter. They don't want to talk about it. Well,
this is how they push their green shit.
And they've got the young skulls full of mush convinced of that climate change is real, and they want those votes. Now, is climate change real? I shouldn't say that. Climate change is real.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. No,
it's not.
Climate change is real.
We just go through periods.
Right. The climate changes all the time. It's Mother Nature doing it. It's nothing we're doing.
No.
They're saying climate change is all our fault.
You know? No, we just go through periods.
We'll give China a pass, even though they open a new coal-fired plant every week.
You know, here's a good example of the climate change. We have four seasons, correct? We have summer, spring, winter, fall. There's different seasons. I mean, our climate as a whole, asshole. Our climate as a whole goes through seasons too. If you go back and look, since they've been keeping meteorological records since like 1948 or 1952, the Earth has only increased in temperature by a half a degree.
Yes.
So how do you have climate change when we've only increased by a half a degree?
It's a cow farts.
And our population has went from 1948, probably, you know, nothing, to 150.
Oh, it was well under 100 million.
Right. And where are we at now? 8 billion?
330 million. Oh, I'm talking about the country.
Well, I'm saying in the world.
The world might have been 3 billion. Now it's 8.
Yeah, so I mean, it, but we've only gone up a half a degree. There's no climate change. It's just the climate itself.
Cow farts. Stop eating delicious, juicy hamburgers and steaks. You're ruining the world. I mean, that's what they've got these kids convinced of. We've shown how insane they get over pronouns and stuff. They're the same way over climate change. So that's what Kamala says.
But you know what? Here's something else to think about real quick. You know, they've actually proved themselves that climate change isn't real, all by this El Nino and because they show that there's different weather patterns, and we're in El Nino, correct? And then we're in whatever the other one is for a while. So that in itself shows that it's not really us affecting the climate. It's just changes in.
Oh, remember, our hurricanes are going to be more frequent and horrible. We've had two hurricanes in 7 years.
Yeah, they haven't been.
Well, three that hit the state, because one hit the panhandle. Hmm. We've had three in 7 years. There was years where we had three hit in the same freaking year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's bullshit. But she's got these young skulls full of mush that she wants to vote for. And that's all that moron could come up with. But here's the problem. The youngins out there need to see less of her and less of their Marxist professors, and more of this guy. Here you go.
If the water on the planet is going to rise up 10 feet, that means the southern part of the United States is gone. England is gone. Most of Europe is gone. If that's the case, let's just take Florida, for example, which is one of the fastest growing beachfront condominiums on the planet. In the prospectus, when you invest, there should be, in the footnotes, if global warming happens and water rises 10 feet, this investment you made is fuck all. Not one single investment prospectus written this century has alluded to global warming. Not one motherfucker If it were really true, the banks wouldn't invest. The banks wouldn't finance. With the greatest respect, ma'am, it's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
Boom.
Makes a good fucking point.
He makes a great point because he's absolutely right about the banks and prospectus. A prospectus has to have all the information that you know about a person, place, or thing that you're going to invest in by law. And he's right. They never mention it. Never. So how can it be real? The money people. I mean, look at Obama. Oh, climate change is ruining the country. Al Gore's right. Blah, blah, blah. He buys a $12 million house on Nantucket right off the ocean.
It ain't real.
Well, if Al Gore's right, your $12 million property is going to hell, buddy. No, they didn't hesitate. They live there. And, you know, what happens when DeSantis sent 50 illegal immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard? Get off our island. We aren't going to need you to bail water. Just go away. I'm cruel, but I'm funny. Fuck you. So America needs a hero. And no, not just Rick. Although, yeah, there you go. And no, not DeSantis. And not DeSantis, although he may have to come save our asses someday. No, we need to see bravery. We need to see fearlessness. We need to see somebody who's got the ability to act in a crisis. And we have found something that does all these things that Biden fails at. Off the Hook Radio 2.0 proudly gives you our hero of the week.
Oh, good boy. Ah! He's trying to save you. He's saving you. Oh, shit. See? Tiny drop.
Oh, my God. That's a hero.
That is a hero.
That dog is friggin' awesome. I mean, he's not real bright, but his heart's in the right place. You know, my owner went under the water. I can swim. I will save her. What's Biden say when he gets in trouble? You know, or
if you're paddling upstream in a canoe and a wheel falls off, how many pancakes fit in a doghouse? None, because ice cream doesn't have bones.
There you go. Sorry, I had to find it on the soundboard.
That's our commander. That's our commander in chief. Jesus Christ, we are so fucked.
Come on, man.
Anyway, come on, man. Fuck you. You senile old fart. Hey, we're gonna need heroes in this country. Well, Nero, that guy we were just listening to, fiddles. Often in the shower with his daughter, per her diary. China and Russia are meeting. No doubt playing video of Biden trying to climb stairs or just to speak. You know, I mean, they got to have some entertainment, right? But jokes aside, those guys aren't dicking around with pronouns and drag show story time. You know, we showed you a month ago the Chinese students stripping and reassembling the Chinese military's main sidearm in class in school. Well, in our country, kids can't wear American flag t-shirts to school without offending somebody and getting sent home or made to turn it inside out. Or they've got to go in a classroom and salute the BLM and pride flags instead of our own. Well, with that as a backdrop, let's see what goes on in Russian grade school, shall we?
Sure. Yeah. They're not shitting in litter boxes and slurping their food out of bowls.
Or having teachers go, "Are you sure you want to be a boy? We can cure that.
We're fucked."
Well, we let it get this way because you don't stand up to these fucks. And with social media shutting people like us down who do stand up to them, and people like you out there are afraid to say anything or you're going to get shut down, it's totalitarianism. And if it ever comes to a head, it's not going to be pretty. We don't want it to go there. That's not good for anybody. We need to straighten this shit out. Trump should have been allowed to win in 2020. If the Hunter Biden laptop hadn't been covered up, he would have won going away easily. There's 7 or 8% of the people that voted for Biden said if they had known about the story, they wouldn't have voted for Biden. That is way more than enough to change that election. He only needs like 0.5% or something. So, you know, they stuck us with this shit. They stuck us with this old Phoebe pervert traitor bitch and his crackhead son. Now, speaking of which, though, Hunter Biden, just as an aside, Slim, I mean, if there's some way you could do this without screwing the country, wouldn't it be cool to have a money whore like him in your family?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, this dude is like, he's getting paid.
And he's not doing anything. Yeah,
he's getting paid. He's doing shit and he's getting paid. And then he shares it with everybody. You know. Hey, Rick, you don't have to do nothing but be related to me. And, you know, I'll send you a couple hundred grand a year.
I'll take it.
See, yeah, fuck. You know. I mean, it's just, it's horrible.
Well, you know what kills me too with this whole Hunter Biden thing is every day we seem to find more and more cash payments that are linked back to the Biden family, but yet nothing is being done about that. Now, could you imagine when Trump was president, if they had linked any payment to even a dollar from China back to one of his kids? Fuck.
There's a big thing going on right now. And I don't think I've ever mentioned on the show, and I should have, and I regret that I haven't. There are a whole shitload of bank referrals to FDC or FTC. I don't know. They're whoever the bank refers things to when they look suspicious. Okay. There's like 28 or 31 or some such number involving Hunter Biden that have been referred for looking into for criminal doings. And when he got elected, everything got, I mean, they basically hushed it up. The FBI helped them hush it up while Trump's during COVID, Trump's last year. And then Biden comes in and he hid everything. Well, now the Republicans have Congress and they have subpoena power. So this shit is all going to eventually come out. This thing about the $3 million from China that came out this week, that was just the first one. There's 20 some more of these. So, yeah, it's going to get bad. But anyway, we were talking about the kids in school in Russia. And speaking of schools in the U.S., we would hear at Off Hook Radio would like to acknowledge the California Teacher of the Year. Unfortunately, she's also our Stupid Criminal of the Week. So there you go. You're looking at her. A married California Teacher of the Year had students pick and wallet as charges mount, per the DA. Jacqueline Ma, so she's obviously married to a Chinese guy, was arrested again in connection with sex abuse case involving an underage student. She was Teacher of the Year and has been accused of sexually abusing a former student and was obsessive, possessive, and controlling and dangerous. She's a 34-year-old sixth-grade teacher at Lincoln Acres Elementary School in National City, wherever the hell that is. She was arrested twice in a week after police found more evidence against her, which presented Monday in Superior Court in Chula Vista. Okay, there you go. That's where National City is. It's near Chula Vista. Investigators found a picture of the 13-year-old victim in her wallet. She had jewelry with his initials, love letters in her classroom, and text exchanges that showed Ma becoming frustrated that the victim didn't message her back quick enough, like every other woman. She also allegedly sent explicit images to the student and coerced him to send videos back to her. According to prosecutors, said the inappropriate behavior began when the victim was 12. Now she's pleaded not guilty and stuff, but they pretty much got her nailed. Now she's 34 years old. She's married to a Chinese guy, and she was banging a 12 and 13 year old. Traitor. Now, what happened when you were 12 and 13? What happened to you every day in school, at least three times a day? Come on, you guys. You can neither of you are that old.
12 or 13.
I gotta think. Come on, you got wood all day long every day.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't think you were going. I didn't think you were going there. So that's why
I'm going there.
Okay, that was going to be my actual answer, but I'm like, he's not going there. Really?
No, she's married to a packing 12 year old, and she's married to this, and she's a 12 year old packing. Maybe she's going, take a walk on the wild side. You know, I'm just saying. But I mean, this is the California Teacher of the Year. I mean, California, they can't run their cities. They let all the illegals come in. They're in debt out the ass. They don't know how to run the electrical grid. It's a mess. Gavin Newsom wants to run the president because he's done such a great job ruining California. He figures I could fuck America up worse than Biden. Yeah, he probably could. But this is their Teacher of the Year. Oh, God. Just stay in China, honey.
Here, we'll give you one more look.
What?
No, I gave you one more look at her.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Because, well, we've seen a lot of these cases. I mean, over the years, and unfortunately, it's true. But, you know, is there a double standard? I don't think so. Despite what Facebook and Google want us to think, I have shocking news. Rick, are you paying attention? Write this down. You got a pen? Okay. Rick,
he's got a pen.
Very important. Boys and girls are different.
Duh.
Yeah. So in California, 2014, there was one of those cases that went to trial. And we've got an excerpt from that case that's reenacted. The shock and horror of the abuse is obvious. So everybody, please take note. Here we go.
Good morning, Mr. Daly.
Hello, ma'am.
Mr. Daly, your physical relationship with the defendant lasted how long?
Five glorious weeks, ma'am.
Can you point out the defendant for the court?
Yeah, she's right over there, looking all fine.
You're stupid.
He's a monster!
Hey, let's keep it cool.
And the affair began on April 15, 2014, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It was the best day of my life.
Did you feel pressured into being physical with Miss Luna?
No, I instigated it. After school, I went in and said, what could I do for some extra credit? And it was on.
Look at you.
Mr. Daly, your mother said you came home that day and felt sick.
Oh, yeah, I asked for some Tylenol because I was fist pumping the entire walk home from school and my arm muscles were a little sore.
How would you describe your mental state after the affair began?
I'd say it felt like what Disneyland is.
Oh my God, so embarrassing.
Mr. Daly, when your classmates became aware of your relationship with Ms. Luna, what happened at school?
I just remember giving thousands of high fives.
Boys and girls are different. You know, I don't, you know, girls, you know, you don't want, you shouldn't abuse any children. We're not going there. But I'm just telling you, the boy's not going to be traumatized for the rest of his life the way a girl would.
No, totally different.
But we're not allowed to say that because it's not politically correct. I mean, remember Mary Jo Letourneau? She was doing that Asian kid.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was like 37, he was like 14 or something. And you know, that went on forever. He was crazy about her. They ended up getting married after she got out of jail.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it doesn't affect. I mean, girls, you know, you can't abuse girls, and you know, I believe in castration for those kind of fuckers. But this kind of thing, you know, it shouldn't happen. The woman should go to jail. You know, teachers need to fucking behave. You got guys like Rick out there. What do you need with a kid? You can have the Italian stallion. There you go.
With that.
Yeah, and have and these kids from California, they're all vaccinated anyway. You don't want that icky vaccinated sperm.
Icky vaccinated.
Yeah. Come to Florida, get the real deal. Right, Rick?
Over here.
Over here. I love it when he goes all Cosa Nostra on me. So after that, I think we need a musical interlude. I think this is from the American Idol auditions because we're not doing the show this year. I'm not absolutely certain, but it could be an American Idol audition. Let's try this.
Okay.
So I go, but I know
it's your song. I know.
I'll think of you every step of
the enunciation wasn't that good, but no. the contestant really hit the high notes.
It's better than She Bangs. She Bangs.
Oh, God.
I should wear that t-shirt on the show. I'm not a professional singer. I've already done my best.
She Bangs.
That was great. So, like I said earlier, the banking crisis is complicated, but it comes from the Fed being too slow. And the government spending increase is coming too fast. And as I said earlier, home prices fell for the first time in 11 years. And that's not the only problem. Consumer debt is at $16.5 trillion, a record. What did you do with all that COVID money, people? You're supposed to pay off your debts.
Mm.
Well, I got $1,400 bucks, so I went out and spent $4,000.
I bought flat screen TVs.
Yeah.
And cars.
So, but the real estate markets are vastly overextended. The last time that happened in 2008. What happened in 2008 when the real estate markets were overextended?
Crash.
We had a giant recession. So we've already had two banks fail, and the Swiss bank is Credit Suisse is basically going to get sucked up by the National Bank of Switzerland because they can't make it. And we don't know how these other ones are. We don't know what kind of shape they're in. I mean, Lehman Brothers was pretty big, and you know, they sort of saved them, but we can't put up with that. But right now, the real estate markets are screwed up. These people are investing in warehouses and apartment buildings and things like that, and because of the interest rates being where they are and the market slowing down the way it is, they ain't getting their money back anytime soon. And I've got an example I gave to you guys on the show before. Instead of reading the article, I'll just give you the example that happened here right next to me. My neighbors, Jamal and his wife, Leslie, nice couple, and we got along fine. They've been here like 6 years. They bought their townhouse for like $165 or $160 something. They sold it for $320. I'm like, damn, you know, it's just a townhouse. You know, this isn't like a, you know, big place in a gated community or something. Well, it is a gated community, but the point is, that was a lot. And I looked it up. The most expensive unit that sold in this development was $303,000 a few months earlier, and that was an end unit. Well,
so they set a new.
Jamal and I are right in the middle. There's eight units in a row, and depending on which side you count, one of us is four and one of us is five. We're dead smack in the middle. And they paid $17,000 over the highest price ever paid for one of these units, for a center unit. Back in beginning of football, like September. Okay. And then they sent these people in to repaint and do some touch ups and all this crap. And then they listed it for $340,000 in October. I was like, nuts. That's $37,000 more than the highest one ever. That's like 13% more than the highest sale that ever happened here. Well, I have got new neighbors moving in this month.
Did they pay $340 or did they even pay more?
$279.
No. The other guys lost.
Yeah. The guys that tried to flip the townhouse next to me lost $50,000.
Wow. Oops.
maybe more, but I mean, 50, I guarantee you they lost 50. I don't know how much they put on the inside. I mean, just the painting and cleanup and stuff, $3,000-$4,000 for that. And they lost 21. And then you've got fees. Yeah, they might have probably lost more like 60. And these are people who think they're smart flipping stuff in the real estate market. Look, in Florida, real estate market is going down. The whole country's in trouble because this is the fastest growing real estate market in the country. I mean, I hate to tell you how much more my kids had to pay to move to where they moved to, Coral Springs. For a much smaller home, they had to pay a lot more money because it was in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, Denver's cooled off. I mean, Colorado's cooled off. You know, I guess only so many pot smokers can afford the rapid increases there. California has been going to hell for a long time. I mean, who the fuck would want to move to California? The only thing I'd figure about California, what Gavin Newsom's doing, I heard this, somebody say this the other day, this isn't original. So if you heard it too, say, yeah, Zip, you didn't make that up. No, I didn't make it up. But I'm thinking Gavin Newsom is probably getting kickbacks from U-Haul. That's the only thing that explains this.
Could be.
You know, it was like 300 and some thousand people left California last year. They just went, we've had it with this shit. And Florida gained almost that many. Texas gained almost as much as Florida. So are we full yet, Rick?
Yeah, you guys are full. You guys are full.
I mean, the highways are pretty goddamn busy.
My area got ridiculous over the last 10 years.
Well, you know what? If they just use their fucking blinkers, it wouldn't be so bad.
Yes, yeah, true.
Well, we have
no idea how to drive.
We're up to the third largest state in the country, though. Only Texas and California have more people than we do now, right? We passed New York, didn't we?
I think so.
Yeah. Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Pennsylvania is still fifth. So, yeah, we're kicking ass. So, anyway, people, I've got advice for you. I mean, I know this happened last in 2008, but all the signs are out there that it could happen again. You know, the recession follows this bullshit. So you can holler, you can yell about it, but, you know, you're like us. You don't have any power. And we've got fools in charge. So my advice is simple. Save as much as you possibly can and save it now. And this is because basically... And I had to change the way I wrote this in our show post too.
So we don't get in trouble.
So we don't get in trouble. But basically, we've gone full retard.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then
slow, yes, retarded, maybe.
Putin's kleptocracy.
Went full retard, man.
I was gonna put him. Put
never go full retard.
America, you screwed up. You went full retard. You should have put up with the mean tweets and the bombastic bullshit. At least we'd all be making money and not in debt so bad.
This is true.
Anyway, Slimbo, you got your memes of the week ready?
We got our memes of the week. For sure we do. We'll go with Rick first this week. I've seen this one before, and this one is such a great one.
If you look at all the plates on top, they're up. They look upside down. But when you go to the bottom, you see those two dishes on the right. They're right side up. Now, when you go back to the top ones, everything is right side up all of a sudden. Yeah.
Such an optical illusion. I love it.
I know. Yeah. I've seen that one a bunch of times, and I still never figured out why the hell it works, but it does.
Exactly why.
But
I have no idea why.
Yeah, but it does. Yeah. All right. Here you go. Here's yours.
It doesn't tie in with this week's show, but it's always worth saying, leave our children alone. Nobody here cares what you do in your bedroom, but if you'd stop telling the kids about it, that would be great.
I've always liked The Office. So. All right, mine doesn't tie into the show either. But if your electric vehicle runs out of power on the interstate, you walk to a charging station, you get a bucket of electricity or unicorns delivered to your car side.
I would pay extra for the unicorns. If I was dumb enough to buy an electric car, I'd probably believe in unicorns.
this is true too.
Oh, I know. I got a friend out in California who's going to be mad at me right now.
Too bad. They'll get over it.
Yeah.
They'll get over it.
So, Slim, we got any other ads? You got some other things?
Yeah, Zone Out Radio. If you don't have one. If you don't have it, download it. It's in the Google and Apple store. Music 24/7, commercial free. So yeah, grab it, download it. And don't forget, subscribe to us, YouTube and Rumble. I would tell you, listen, you can listen to us on YouTube, but if you have Rumble, please subscribe there because YouTube likes to take shit down. They already took one of the podcasts down on my channel. They didn't take it down off one of the other channels, but mine. So subscribe on Rumble. That way you'd never have to worry about.
What'd they take us down for?
I don't. We talked about COVID. We were discussing COVID.
Because I said the stuff that Kennedy said,
yes,
on a news program that's verifiably accurate, but we mentioned those evil words.
Yeah, so we got mailed. So subscribe on. Oh, ooh. Shit. Yeah, so we're fucked again.
I just screwed this whole vidcast.
That's all right. So that's why if you subscribe on Rumble.
Joe Rogan, you're my hero.
He is awesome. All right. That's all I got. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Yeah, tell your friends. Get your friends to watch this stupid show. because if the more people we have watching it, the more power we have when they come to get us.
Well, and the more fun we have, too.
Or at least the more people we have to bail us out when they really come to get us.
That's true.
Okay. So as usual, I'd like to end the show on a happy note. So Rick agreed with me, too. This is the sweetest thing I saw this week.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Rick?
Yeah. It was fun. It was good.
All right. This is the sweetest thing. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. And I look back on my life from the very start. My beams have made their marks. You, my favorite part.
Are you sharing secrets with Peck?